The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we are, Wednesday. Well, it's supposed to be 112 here tomorrow. No, I'm not in Las Vegas anymore. This is Southern Oregon, and I'm telling you, it's just... Well, if you heard Dane Wigington last night, you understand what's going on. This is all man-made, weather-engineered horror. It's awful. You go outside, there are no insects, no bugs, very few birds left. Songbirds, migrating birds, I don't see anything anymore. It's not a pleasant environment right now. It's too damn hot. And the hills have never been any drier. They've been this dry before, but they are ready to burn everything down. One fire in California near Oroville, if you missed that story, was burning almost 500,000 acres now. But it was burning 5,000 acres an hour. Huge, like a blowtorch. So these things happen, and they don't just happen out here in the West, but believe me, August could be, if they wanted to be, one of the worst fire months on record ever. William Gein is back there in eastern, southern, northwestern Carolina somewhere, and he's right on top of things, as always. Hello, William. Welcome back.
Glad to be back with you. I've just got some video coming in of illegal aliens admitting that they're registered to vote. And
well,
I've got to preserve that to add to the growing list of documentation on that. We've got some new strategies. We got some information about the strategies that we're going to be trying to use at Alipac over the next, 96 days, I believe, until the election day.
This may this may be the most important, relatively short period of time in Alipac's history. It's right up there at the top.
If the Democrats win or smile on November 6th, I don't think I can honestly in good conscience ask people to vote anymore. Because, you know, I know that the Democrats plan to cheat this election. I know there's no way that anybody with more than two brain cells could believe that Kamala Harris is suddenly competitive with Trump or in the lead within 5 days of being appointed, declared Queen Kamala. Trump is apparently trying to have find some nicknames. You know, he likes to label people and call them. I don't know why he shouldn't go with Cackling Kamala, because she doesn't laugh, she cackles, and she dresses like a witch. I mean, you know, all we got to do is put the pointy hat on her. Call her Cackling Kamala. Cackling Kamala is beckoning out to their non-citizen voters, saying that she's going to support comprehensive immigration reform, amnesty for millions of illegal aliens.
That's immigration reform to the communists. They don't want to throw them out, deport them, make them accountable at all. They want to make them citizens. That's how they want to do it.
Well, and look, and before we go any further, real quick, I just want to put out there, as folks listen to tonight's show, we are up against a deadline tonight on a funds drive to raise $10,000 that we must have to be able to pay for the stuff we've already spent it on in July. And our donors out there are getting the word, and one of our very generous supporters, who is also a listener to this show, has offered a $500 matching offer. So if anybody can spare $10 or $20, our very generous donor is going to double that to twice that.
Oh, those are always those are my favorite matching donations. I like that. All right, so all we have to do is come up with $500 tonight, and you get another $500.
Yeah, well, and we're within 700 of our minimum operations budget goal that we have to have. So if anybody could stop by our secure contributions page at allipack.us/donations/, or just visit alipac.us. The donate button is on every page at the top. We really need your support during the course of tonight's show. That being said, J.D. Vance, the favorite target of the left, I sent you a little video clip of that guy in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And regardless of what anybody out there thinks about J.D. Vance, his books, his ties to globalism, blah, 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 I get all that. But that set aside, what he says in his short clip, and he's saying in other places, J.D. Vance is ringing some very powerful truth bells on a level that we've never seen go out before. Okay, he's telling people pretty much that the Democrats
I saw the clip. He's saying the right things. He's saying the things you would say to a large degree, not as well as you would, but yeah, he's saying good things. I agree.
Well, it took us to 2024 and 20 years of work and people's donations and hardship and sweat equity and activism to get it to a point where, you know, I think the last time I checked that video clip alone, 500,000 views, okay? 500,000 views on a Forbes News clip of J.D. Vance telling people the hard-hitting truth. And when he got to the end, I was watching the short speech, and I was like, this is really good. He is really hitting it home, and J.D. Vance is very solid. J.D. Vance is not playing word games about the largest deportation in history, like Trump is saying, which a new poll, by the way, shows that we've got about 62% public support for mass deportation of illegals through Trump right
total
now.
Total deportation is what Donald was promising. Yes.
Yes, and in the next 96 days, we as Alipac and activists and concerned citizens need to do everything we can to push that number higher, okay, before we get to Election Day. It's very important. But J.D. Vance gets to the end of his speech, and I've seen several other speeches since then. He's saying, if you're here in the country illegally, or you're not supposed to be, pack your bags, you got to go. Pack your bags, you're going home. He's telling these audiences that all these illegals, he's even mentioned the word 20 million.
J.D. Vance is conservative, but that's good. It's a good start. Yeah.
No one's ever heard a U.S. politician say something like that.
No,
never.
I agree.
Never.
No.
And so,
damn good start.
It is.
Here, let me say this. Let me say this. We're seriously, you all know William by now very well, as much as you can get to know somebody over the radio. What he has done, what his organization is doing over these last 20-some years is unparalleled in terms of representing American citizens, America's values, America's Constitution, the rule of law, and they're very close. William is very close to his goal. So if you can do this right now, get up out of your chair if you need to, or just reach across for that cell phone and go to alipac.us and go on the page to where do you want them to go? I want these people just if they can hit $10 now, $20 now, wonderful. How do we do it again?
It's alipac.us/donations/.
Okay.
And then when you said, I appreciate the recommendation and compliments there, Jeff, but when you said, you almost said, what he done, and I thought for a minute there you were trying to imitate Kamala Harris in Atlanta.
Yeah, the camel. No, what he's done.
Suddenly,
I left the apostrophe S off. But she does. She'll talk in dialects. to try to cater to whatever group she's addressing. She's a fraud.
Hey, William King and Allie Pack and what he done, yeah, I appreciate it. Gosh, I think everyone...
Hey, she's the worst. She's the worst.
You know what's really... the worst.
They're funny the way they try to now suddenly remake her with a new coat of paint, make her sound presidential. It's so obvious what they're doing. Now, she's probably a designated loser. I don't know how else to look at it at this point. I mean, if America actually... Nah, America wouldn't. It would be rigged if she ever won.
Well,
there's no way.
That's the thing. Are Americans dumb enough? Are they dumb enough to do it?
I don't think that's the point. I think the point is that everything's
riggable. I think it's part of it. So you and I see through it. Because you and I are experienced in these issues, and we read a lot of news, and we know how they lie. All right, but right now, that machine, that big machine, you know, that we talk about all the time, the big media machine, like MSNBC, CBS, ABC, do we have to go through the list for everybody? You know, the uniparty, the cabal that runs this country, that lies to us on a regular basis, that lies about everything, is currently lying about Kamala being tied or in the lead. And they're doing lots of things. There's lots of more censorship going on social media platforms. Heck, there was this one dude who had a book about Kamala Harris on Amazon,
and they made it go away.
Took it down. Yep, memory hold that. They're trying to say that she's not was never the border czar. And Mark Dice, who I've supported for a long time, Mark Dice did a video about it where he took the clips from the different news organizations that are currently saying that Kamala Harris was never a border czar, that that's something that Republicans came up with, and he's paired it with clips from the exact same news broadcast. So it's like CBS, Kamala Harris was never the border czar. Then another clip, Kamala Harris, the border czar.
It's all
ABC,
lies, William.
You know,
it's nonstop lying. Nonstop.
Exactly, but it unfortunately works because so many people don't have the time, energy, or desire.
It's the old trick of repetition, too. They use the media, they just repeat it, and it becomes reality for people.
Well,
that's
plus it works better on younger people. It works better certain people of certain mental capability levels. It works better also because a lot of people, I think, in their character, that it would be so horrifying for them to even begin to accept that something that horrible could be happening to them. We got to have some understanding because we all want to communicate with others, especially in a run up to election. We want to get people to understand us and to vote appropriately and things like that. But I mean, you just can't come out of the gate and say, "Hey, everybody, the United States government's been turned against the American people, and we're all under the control of some non elected cabal that wants to kill us all with illegal aliens after lying to us profusely." You know, it's absolutely true, but,
Well, that's the big problem. You just opened another door. Let's walk through it. The international globalist cabal wants these invaders in this country. They want invaders in the UK and in Europe. They like the idea that that black Rwandan alleged Muslim sliced 11 human beings with his knife, killed 3 little white girls. They like that. They don't like Trump talking about deporting every damn one of them. So I don't know how this is going to play out. It suggests that there are factions. It suggests that there are two factions. I'm not talking about at the very top. I'm talking about upper middle. This is not going to go down easily. That's the point.
No, but here, 96 days before this election, which would be like 60-something days before voting starts, 30 days before in some states, okay, look at where we're at. Some of the messages that we've been trying to get out and get people to understand and concepts about this invasion and stuff have now been mainstreamed. Big messages. Thousands of Americans killed. I think Trump slipped up and said hundreds of thousands, but Americans being killed by illegals. That's out. Non-citizen and illegal aliens are voting. That is out. The need for mass, the need for the remedy that needs to happen is mass deportation. patients. That is out. Big tech is censoring the heck out of everybody left and right. That is out. These concepts, which some people listen to this show, are like, oh, yeah, well, I've heard about the border before you was born, son. And you know, I know about big tech censorship from like 10 years ago. Yeah, yeah, because you listen to the Jeff Rentz program, and maybe you're more attuned to things than other people. But as far as the masses go, as far as the people in this country, as far as household information, these concepts and this news and this information have recently gone to new levels, and that's where it's got to start. I mean, it's an information war, and it's got to start there. So now what do we do about it? You know, what can we do? Because the biggest threat, there's a lot of different ways that the Democrats cheat and lie, and I'll say this once again, I really hate these liars in the media more than any politician, and I use the word hate, because I'm not afraid of the word hate, because hate is a natural and healthy response to liars and people who do things that harm you and your community and your safety. I hate the people who are doing this to this country. I hate the people that support amnesty for illegal aliens and open borders and all the death and destruction that comes from it, and I hate the liars that are making it all possible. And it's not really hate as in some type of, oh, it's just a blind prejudice inside of me as a southern white man that just has to come out. It's righteous indignation. We have a right to feel this way and to feel this passionate about it. And the biggest threat is they've got like 40 million non-citizens, 20 million illegal aliens, whatever number you're happy with. It doesn't really matter because they've got more than enough plutonium, political plutonium, to completely take control of all U.S. elections permanently and put the Democrats in charge of the White House, Congress, and the Senate in about 90 days. And in fact, there's a chance that that's going to happen. And that there's nothing we can do to stop it. Judgment Day may be inevitable. We may be past the point of no return, but we're going to do everything that we can because, you know, you need to envision that future because it's a horrific place that's going to involve a lot more. It's an uncivil war being conducted against the innocent people of the United States, and it's going to go to a whole new irreversible level.
Let me again point out what happened in England. This black guy, a Negro from Rwanda, took out a knife and stabbed 11 human beings. Whites, little girls, three of them are dead. The other seven or eight of them are in critical condition now. This was done in broad daylight, and those things are going to happen here. I guarantee it. I don't know what's going to happen in the selection coming up. If they allow Trump in there, I suggest to you all that Trump will be utterly obedient because he just dodged a bullet, quite literally. And he knows they can take him out anytime they want, so he'll do pretty much what he's told. He doesn't want to die. That's kind of a prime directive here. We'll see. But I just can't imagine. Here they are pushing. It's an international effort to invade the Western white Christian world with third world Muslims and blacks. That's an international operation of major magnitude. So all of a sudden, they're going to let Trump come in here and try to reverse it? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, maybe he succeeds. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe they deport him. Maybe they don't. That's all in the future. We know what Kamala Harris is going to bring. I'm not endorsing Trump, and we don't endorse her president, but Kamala Harris is very clear. She plans to do full gun confiscation. She plans to do full amnesty for illegals. She plans to do full open borders. She will weaponize the federal government against this program. This program, my organization, your website, Jeff, the Jeff Rentz program, all that stuff, they're taking out V-Day right now through lawfare. Once Trump's out of the way, that entire lawfare structure is coming on down for the rest of us, okay? That's all going to happen if the Democrats win. The number one way that they win, besides the lying media pretending like they're even competitive, is through non-citizen voters. So the question becomes, what can we do about non-citizen voters in the small amount of time we have left? This is what our national focus is going to be. One,
you can go to allypack.us/... That's your cue.
Donations/ and get on our email alerts. But beyond that, we're going to take Stephen Miller's suggestion.
Send $10 or $20 right now if you can. Let's do this in this hour. Let's try. Let's get this done.
All right, we got
$500
steps.
Matching if we can get that. So let's try and do that. We have no other voice, friends.
Allie Pack
is
it.
Say again?
We got five steps, okay? First thing is we're going to roll out Stephen Stephen Miller's plan. Stephen Miller, he used to work with the Trump administration about approaching attorney generals, and of course, not all attorney generals will be receptive, but he's got a plan for where attorney generals can take some steps between now and election in certain states, and we're going to take that information and share it with our entire network and start pumping it into AG offices.
Good.
Two, it's an uphill battle. Our chances don't look good, but we got to push on this and do our best to try to pass a SAVE Act through the United States Senate. Win or lose, when they return from the August recess, we're going after the SAVE Act, which would provide a great deal of relief if deployed by the time. And whether we lose, win or lose, let the Democrats vote against it like they did in the House. Let Joe Biden make our day and send it very clear that this is the Biden-Harris invasion, that they're going to stop the SAVE Act. But we're going to fight for the SAVE Act. We're going to raise support for mass deportations higher than the current 62%. We're going to put out plans, methods, reasons, make sure that we expand on the reasons that people understand that the only way to defuse this trap of this invading force that's been put on us is by removal of the invaders. Just like we had to remove the Iraqis from Kuwait, we have to remove these invaders to the United States, and there's ways that it can be done peacefully, humanely, and affordably, although there will be much screaming and gnashing of teeth on the left. We need to raise the current awareness level of non-citizen and illegal migrant voters higher. It's probably somewhere in the 60% range. By the time we get to Election Day, every fraction of a percent point of more people who are aware that this is real. Because, I mean, if the Democrats sweep and they're standing there on November 6th happy because they just took control of everything, I can tell you that I want to be able to do, with the support of the listeners out there, every single thing I could do to make sure that everybody knows how it happened. Okay, no more Rudy Giuliani running around, oh, we think it was the machines, and then, no, the non-citizens are here, they're already voting. They're here. We have to push the support for mass deportations higher. We have to push the support, the knowledge level and defenses, because on only U.S. citizens voting, okay, apparently we have 80% approval. Four out of five Americans, including black Americans, including Hispanic Americans, including Asian slash black Americans, just like Kamala Harris, we've got 80% support for only U.S. citizens voting. Okay, so let's look at that. Who can't win something with 80% support? What we need to do is circulate truthful messages that Democrats are counting on these non-citizen voters to win in 2024, and any casting of a ballot for any Democrat candidate is supporting invasion votes, which polls show 80% of Americans of all races oppose. Because here's the thing, the non-citizens are going to be used to elect Democrats. If you vote for a Democrat this year, you're voting for invasion votes to give Democrats full control of this country, and you can never take that back. You'll never be able to take that back, and everybody needs to think about the hell that that's going to unleash on our country if you push a D button in 96 days.
Oh, they'll suspend the Constitution real quick, declare national martial law. They'll have a false flag operation. I have no doubt that they've got lots of plans. The idea is to keep people in the dark. They don't want them to know how high up this whole thing goes. It goes way up the ladder. This is an international invasion. Remember that. These illegals are coming in not just here, but all over Europe, and they have been for years. This is going to get real bad here real fast if the communists take full control. We cannot allow that to happen. We'll be right back with William. Okay, welcome back. It's Wednesday, William, and we're trying to get this little obstacle taken care of this hour. Alipack.us/... Come on, William.
Hey, sorry. What's that?
Oh. Alipack.us/...
Donations/... We need to raise another $700, $800 tonight, match that $500, and be able to fight into August. Just to cover our bills. Sorry, I was reviewing the new video footage of non-citizens or illegal aliens saying in Spanish that they are registered to vote and have voted. I wanted to check it and see if it was the footage that had been previously acquired from an apartment complex in Charlotte, North Carolina, a.k.a. Mecklenburg County, and it is not. This new footage that's being circulated by the Oversight Project of the Heritage Foundation, which they're attributing to Real Muckraker on Twitter. That's footage by @RealMuckraker on Twitter. I know a lot of our listeners and folks out there are helping on the Twitter fight. Looks like it's a new video out of Norcross, Georgia. another illegal immigrant apartment complex where people are walking in with cameras and documenting this, which I think, listen, that is such a great idea. Folks, if y'all donate tonight so I don't have to worry about funding my operations tomorrow, I'm going to help enhance this video. I'm going to help send it out. I'm going to send a copy over to Jeff, hopefully for rents.com, and we're going to circulate this because we need as many Spanish speakers with cameras going into apartment complexes
good
like
point.
This is possible.
Yeah,
this is it. This is the actual footage from the illegal alien horse's mouth, so to speak, of exactly what they plan to do and how they plan to win in Georgia. I mean, North Carolina and Georgia, two swing states.
Oh, they're laughing at us. They're just laughing at us.
Well, you may have noticed the articles about how the big cities are flushing the illegals out right now. They don't want the illegals to stay clustered up in New York and Chicago and other cities because they've got...
Them.
Yes, they want them out into the swing states and the swing districts. So if you live in a place that doesn't have very many illegals right now, they may be on the move towards you, especially if you vote in a place that's in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and I'm forgetting one, Michigan, if there's anybody listening in those states, they're going to try to pump these illegals into your state and especially any swing districts. Now, here in North Carolina, I was doing an analysis of the state House and state Senate seats and districts and where the Democrats are trying to take away the supermajority from the Republicans. The Democrats are also supporting a governor candidate named Josh Stein, who's just going to be absolutely horrible for this state if he wins.
How about Shapiro in Pennsylvania? Come on, if vice president, the Camel's VP, Josh Shapiro? No.
Well,
no.
It makes sense.
Not okay.
It makes,
hold on. Let me finish. This is important. Kamala Harris, and she said it Kamala. I've got her on video. It's not Kamala. She said Kamala. Her husband is in all likelihood Mossad. Josh Shapiro is in all likelihood an Israeli firster. I don't even have to say that. That's a given. So you've got a Mossad-controlled presidential candidate, the Camel, and the vice president will be Josh Shapiro. He's apparently number one candidate right now. We'll see. But this is too much foreign influence at the top level of this government. Far too much.
You don't think she'd actually pick an actual, real, non-Jewish, straight white male for running mate, do you? Now, she needs a white man. I can hardly laugh at it.
It's so patently obvious what's going on.
She needs a white, a perceived as white male as a running mate.
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg? Come on.
Because they don't want to double down on the flake-o-meter, okay, for this thing. They don't want to check too many boxes. They want a white male. And Pennsylvania is the perfect choice for her because that's where the biggest chunk of electoral
Shapiro.
Votes are.
We'll
also,
see.
When you look at most of the paths to the presidency, both Trump and Kamala has to win for her to have any shot. She has to win at least Pennsylvania, Wisconsin or Michigan, one of those three states, at a minimum.
Right there, even though they don't like him in Pennsylvania. A lot of you listening right now in Pennsylvania, I know a lot of you are well aware of the fact that Shapiro's not the most popular guy in the state. Let's put it that way.
Well, I saw a good meme the other day. It's not really red and blue states. We talk about them in that capacity because, that's how the elections are tallied and that's how the electoral votes are tallied, okay? But it's not really red versus blue states. This is a fight between big, big blue cities and the rest of the country. If you take the state lines out of it and you break it down on a precinct level, it's Philadelphia, Atlanta, Charlotte and Durham, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Portland, all of these places, these big blue Democrat strongholds that are taking over their states. If you break it down on a precinct level, it's a big red country geographically, but those heavy-duty population centers are where the Democrats, that's their main place of support, and that's where they're taking control. So we need to find a better way to convey that. We need to find a better way to to let people understand that.
Right. Well, I'm very concerned about this idea that Europe has been under siege with invaders for almost, 14 years? We've been under siege here with invaders for a long time. It's not a trifling event. This is a major international invasion of third worlders into first worlders. There's an agenda here. Is Trump going to go against the global elite that have ordered this mass invasion? Is he really? You have to ask yourself.
Well, I mean, like I said, Jeff, we talked about this in the first section of it. We don't know what Trump's going to do and what not's going to do.
We have 4 years of record that watched him break every damn promise he made. So
we
have a pretty good idea.
We know what Kamala's going to do.
We sure do. No, she cannot be. No.
And even if Trump went in there and didn't fulfill all of his promises like we want him to do, and how we want to try to hold him accountable to do, and with Jali Pack, well, we've shown, I've proven that when he says
he's the lesser of two evils, there's no question about that.
Well, yes, but I have proven at great detriment to myself and my organization that I will hold him accountable for what he promises he's going
to
do on immigration issues. I'll do everything I can there. But the thing is, Trump's not going to turn around and use the Department of Homeland Security to shut down your program and my website. Okay, Kamala is going to.
I'm with you 100%. I'm totally there. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's all about communism, friends. Communism. That's what's facing us dead on right now. Bolshevik Zionist communism. By the way, the camel is half Indian. The wife of Vance is half Indian. She's whole Indian, I guess. So India is paying very close attention to this whole thing. It's interesting.
Well, one of the things I thought was just horrible amongst I've been watching some of the biased media, and they come on and they try to say that J.D. Vance's comments about childless cat ladies. Okay,
yeah, they're not going to forget that one.
Well, they do the same thing with the same thing they do with everything Trump says, anything I say, anything you say. They do the same thing. If you say something specifically about Kamala Harris, saying, "Oh, Kamala Harris is a half Indian, half black woman who supports terrible things that I completely oppose," and if you're any threat to them, or you're someone they want to diminish, someone they want to hurt, someone they want to put at risk of violent reprisals, injury, and possible death, they will say, "Oh." And as somebody that they definitely don't want to influence an election and win or run in an election and win, they will say, "Oh, William Gein and Jeff Rentz are against all women, all blacks, and all people from India. J.D. Vance, he's against childless cat ladies." His comment were specifically about people on the left, like Kamala Harris. He made it very clear he's not against all ladies. He's not against all cat owners.
He's
not against all female cat owners. He's not against people without children. In fact, if you look at what he said in the podcast from 3 years ago that the Democrat op researchers people came up with, he went into specific excruciating detail that he was not saying anything about anybody out there who wanted to have children but couldn't. But they ignore all that, and they do the same thing, and they're doing it over and over and over again.
Old tricks.
Well, effective tricks, nation-destroying tricks, communist overthrow
tricks.
Especially
when you own the media. The media is the reality for most people.
Yeah, they're not reporting, sending in reports to the Federal Election Commission showing how much they spend, but they're sitting there beating the drums for the Democrats every single day.
I'm just concerned. I'm going to go back one more time to this thing. This is an international invasion of white Western Christian countries. It's been going on for years. It's been financed by the top. They want this program to continue. Is Trump actually going to stop it, slow it, interfere with it? I don't know. I hope he can. It may be at great cost to him. I don't know. Hey, things happen to people. I'm getting two reports now from Secret Service types, counter-snipers, that Trump is not out of the woods yet at all in terms of assassination.
Oh, it's definitely so, but the point right now that's most important is that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are truthfully saying that they're going to do what America must do to survive. They're using the truth, right. Now, whether they are loyal to the truth and loyal to their word and stuff, it remains to be seen. But
I'll take my chances. If I have to take my chances, I'll take my chances with them, of course.
Well, and
Harris
I'd like
is
to
not
feel...
even considerable. You can't consider the woman. She's
well, and I like to feel that.
Remember how Americans used to hate that woman? They couldn't stand her, and she had to literally kind of back off and be quiet. She was such an obscenity, an embarrassment. And here she is now being painted into this presidential appearance. It's just despicable.
Well, the more people that understand the need for mass deportations and securing of our ballots, the more people that believe that's a problem.
If I could finish my point, please. You can. Go ahead.
Okay. The more people that understand and agree that mass deportations need to take place and that our elections need to be secured, and the more people that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance tell that people that they're going to do that, then that creates a condition in the country whereas I see two things more likely to happen. One, if they do what it is that they promised us that they would do, which is what needs to be done, then there's more public support present for that to happen to make that more likely to happen and more likely to be successful. However, on the inverse, if they do not do what they say they do or they try to go back and flip-flop and do something else or do something in reverse to it, there's a greater chance that could be disrupted. For instance, when Donald Trump said that he was going to offer the Democrats amnesty for millions of illegal aliens instead of ending DACA like he was, you know, intended to, you know, it was very disappointing for me and my organization and many of our supporters, and we lost a lot of people, and it really hurt our national movement and destroyed a lot of our leaders like Sessions and Bannon and Arpaio and others. But in the end, Trump didn't get his way. It didn't happen. What he was taught, what was all the amnesty he was offering the Democrats, we stopped it. Didn't happen. Right. Now, a great opportunity to fix the elections and to deport illegals and to fix that border was missed. Okay, he didn't do it. He didn't do a lot of what he said. He didn't do it well enough. All that stuff, and we knew the payback. All of us knew that the pause that the Trump presidency offered us a pause in the globalist plans that the Democrats are executing across this country, and we knew that there was going to be payback. And there has been payback, and that payback has come in the form of extreme lawfare and 10 million more illegal aliens pumped in 3.5 years. They brought in 10 million, and right now they're flying them in so that the optics at the border look better. But I'm looking at the map of the precincts here, and this meme says there are no blue states, just 15 to 20 big blue cities trying to tell the rest of us how to live. Boom. And if you look at it, I would say that out of everything, about 90% or 85 to 90% of the geographic area in this country is red Republican conservative. There's big blue up around New York and New Hampshire up there, and there's big blue all down the West Coast, you know, L.A. and places like that. The southern tip of Texas is blue. The southern tip of Florida is blue. And there's a bunch of Democrat voting counties through what we call the Black Belt, which is a demographic group of black Americans that live between, like, southern Jersey, sweeping down through Virginia, eastern North Carolina, most of South Carolina and Georgia, over into the Mississippi Delta area. But geographically, that's, you know, it's 15 to 20 big blue cities trying to tell the rest of us how to live. And, you know, smart people don't want to be in those cities. Smart people have moved out of those cities. I think there's the exodus from the cities of people who have been able to get out, especially after the pandemic, especially after the riots, has been huge. And it's changed a lot about how things vote here. So win or lose, we don't know. We don't fight based on the probabilities because we got nowhere to go. Our backs are up against the wall. Losing is not an acceptable option. And at least we'll be able to look ourselves, our neighbors, our children, or whoever in the face. Right. And tell them that we did everything that we could do.
We have to be able to say that. You're right. Things are not good anywhere. Just for example, in Israel, 285% increase in the number of Jews who are getting out. The world is in chaos right now, but that's what they want. And I hope Trump will stand up and try to at least accomplish some of his promises. We have to support that man because there's no choice.
Well, look, my message again, Jeff, and I'm refining this, and I hope everybody will appreciate what I'm saying. I'm not asking people to support Trump, to become MAGA, or become Republican. For the next 96 days, my main message is I'm asking people to reject the Democrats. I'm asking the people to reject the Democrats because any support for or vote for a Democrat is a vote for an invasion to take over the United States and put them in permanent control through mass lawlessness. A vote for Democrats is a vote for people who want to allow or facilitate the genital mutilation of children. A vote for Democrats is the same thing that got you these high gas prices and your doubled grocery bills.
Just say communist for fun once in a while.
Whatever it takes. Project. I want 2024 to be a repudiation of the Democrats. The Democrat White House, the Biden-Harris administration is responsible for 90% of this crap that's going wrong right now.
And
I think the American public is more in a mood, a sour and dour and angry and rightfully indignant mood to punish or to reject or be against than to be for. I don't know anybody who really wants to go out and say, I am so for this politician. Maybe somebody you know on a personal level or somebody you really like a lot. But in general, we're not positive towards politicians right now. We're not positive towards Congress or government institutions. We're not positive towards an out-of-control zombie government, $3 trillion in debt, that's taking too much money out of our pockets to give to people that hate our guts and fly them in our neighborhood. We don't like that. We're against that. We are against open borders. We're against illegal immigration. We're against big tech censorship. We're against these 15 to 20 big blue cities trying to control the rest of us. So that's what I think is the mobilizing force, and it needs to be against the Democrats. And we hear that black fellas across the nation, that black males are having some serious, you know, considerations about the Democrats. Surely anybody out there that represents a majority of Americans that don't favor cutting off the penises and breasts of children, surely they would understand that, you know, they're going to dress it up on TV and try to package it like, oh, going and pushing a button for a Democrat's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. Don't pay any mind to those people talking about the genital mutilations of children and the invasion of the country and hyperinflation. No, pay those voices no mind. It's all perfectly acceptable. It's great. We're having rallies. Kamala's in the lead. J.D. Vance hates cats and women and had sex with a couch.
All right. Alipack.us/donate.
Donations.
Shuns, plural.
Yes, /. It's on every page. We really need the help. We've got, you know, tonight to meet that matching fund, a generous donor that's going to take your $10 or $20 and double it into $20 or $40. And, you know, and
look,
then
we've been put in a position here where it's really not voting for the lesser of two evils. It's time to start thinking about this as if you vote, you believe in that, fine. Saving America or losing it. We're that close. It's that
How
simple.
About voting against the greatest evils?
There you go. That's fine. Yeah. No, the camel has put out her agenda, and it is so anti-constitutional, I can hardly describe it. It boggles my mind that she would even be caught dead saying that crap. But look at her husband. Understand, he's Israeli-American Jew. He's probably Mossad. I mean, they wouldn't miss an opportunity to have that kind of input at that level. No. So understand who the enemy is. And if they put Josh Shapiro in there as her VP, this might as well be a government out of Tel Aviv. No joke. All right. Well, great presentation, William. We got 3 minutes left. Anything you want to add that you haven't put in there yet?
Really good video that we linked to in today's email alerts. It's in the top of announcements and also on our Alipack social media. It's a Forbes breaking news video where Senator Shelley Moore Capito and another fella, they put up the charts and show where the Democrats are funding. Remember that Invest, the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act? They've titled it the Investment in Radical Activists Act. Apparently, while I'm on your program trying to raise a couple hundred bucks here and there, they're pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into radical organizations on both the climate front, the defund the police front, and the open borders, illegal alien importation, immigration laws, ICE, and borders are racist groups. They're giving them hundreds through the EPA. Like, apparently the IRA legislation sent money to the EPA, billions to the EPA, of which hundreds of millions are en route to pro-illegal alien groups. So,
is this country corrupt or what? Harris raised more than $100 million in just a few days after Biden dropped out. $100 million? Ho Harris? Come on. This is crazy. But it's there. And all this money, they're throwing around money like it's worthless. Get the message? It is worthless. It's just
have you heard the Judge Brown comments on Kamala?
No.
You might enjoy playing that on the show. So you might have to do a little editing and censoring, but as a Judge Brown who knew Kamala very well back when she was ascending, and I think you might...
Was it on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah. Look up Judge Brown Kamala. Kamala.
Right, hold on.
Kamala. The Wicked Witch of the White House. The Kamala Witch Project.
She's just an old horror.
Cackling Kamala.
Yeah. Judge Brown Kamala. Drops Kamala?
Yeah. You might want to listen to what Judge Brown says about Kamala off air before taking it to, because he uses some rather specific descriptions of what she used to do and how she used to do it. It may not be very family friendly.
All right, gotcha. I'll take a listen. I got it here.
See you next week. Thank you, my friend.
William, you hold on. AllyPack.us/donations, plural, /.
Yes.
And if you can just pop in $10 now, it'll help get William to where he needs. He'll get an extra $500. There's a matching donor out there, and we thank that donor for standing up for America, for the Constitution. We're in real grave trouble here. This is not a joke. We got to fight back. So
really
let's do this much at least. All right.
Really
thanks,
appreciate
William.
The program and the listeners. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good night, my friend.
Good night.
Take care. All right. He's putting his life on the line, frankly, to go out and do the work that many of us wish we could do. We just can't. He's got the connections. He's got the track record. He scored more victories than any other organization I can think of. Victories for the American Constitution and our way of life, at least the way it used to be. All right. We'll be right back with hour number two for you next.